This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, hay production is underway. Moisture seems to be decent across the region, but some measures are down, right? What are you hearing?
Well, we're hearing different reports. I've had a couple calls here on the western part of the state where producers feel like they're getting about 50% of the hay production at this point in the year compared to last year. What I've seen locally here has looked pretty good. Some of our alfalfa is going up, and it's going up late, but the windrows look pretty big, pretty full. So I think we're going to see a lot of variation in the southeastern part of the state. I think things are going to be very good. The northeastern part of the state, very good. Here in the West, though, it could be a little questionable.
All right. Nice up, James. And hey, more on hay production when we come back.
Skydancer Casino and Resort presents a night of gaming and entertainment with country superstar Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. Join him for an outdoor concert July 12th. Tickets for this country superstar are only $70, but will increase to $75 30 days before the show. So go to SkyDancerCasino.com to buy your tickets early and save.
Drive a little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
McGuire's is your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Rugby. Hi, this is Zach. Come in today and check out our great selection of new and used vehicles. Plenty to choose from. So give us a call or come in today and see me. McGuire's. Great people, great prices, great products.
Drive a little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
Talking hay production today with James Rogers on Ag Issues. And James, what options do we have for late season planting?
We probably have quite a few. We've been doing a lot of work here at Minot just looking at that particular question. So I have a study where I'm planting forages in May, June, or late July and looking at forage production. And I've been planting a combination of spring cool season cereal grains and warm seasons. And all those will appear to work even as late as a July planting. Now, the warm season crops, we're going to give up some yield potential with a late planting on those. But our cool season crops, their yield potential is still going to be very good. So if you think about that time of the year, the warm seasons, we're starting to get shorter days, cooler nights. Their production is going to slow down, but we still have options.
All right. Good stuff as always, James. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by MJ McGuire's in Rugby, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.